organizing action reminders. If you've emptied your in-basket, you'll undoubtedly have created a stack of pending reminders for yourself, representing longer than 2-minute actions that cannot be delegated to someone else. You'll probably have anywhere from 20 to 60 or 70 or more such items. You'll also have accumulated reminders of things that you've handed off to other people and perhaps some things that need to be placed in your calendar or a someday maybe kind of holder. You'll want to sort all of this into groupings that make sense to you so you can review them as options for work to do when you have time. You'll also want to decide on the most appropriate way physically to organize those groups, whether as items in folders or on lists, either paper-based or digital. The actions that go on your calendar. For the purposes of organization, as I've said, there are two basic kinds of actions: those that must be done on a certain day and/or at a particular time, and those that just need to be done as soon as you can get to them around your other calendared items. Calendared action items can be either time-specific, for example, 4 to 5 o'clock meet with Jim, or day-specific, call Rachel Tuesday to see if she got the proposal. As you were processing your in-basket, you probably came across things that you put right into your calendar as they showed up. You may have realized that the next action on getting a medical checkup, for example, was to call and make the appointment, and so, since the action required 2 minutes or less, you actually did it when it occurred to you. Writing the appointment into your calendar as you made it would then have been common sense. What many people want to do, however, based on old habits of writing daily to-do lists, is put actions on the calendar that they think they'd really like to get done next Monday, say, but that then actually might not, and that might then have to be taken over to following days. Resist this impulse. You need to trust your calendar as sacred territory, reflecting the exact hard edges of your day's commitments, which should be noticeable at a glance while you're on the run. That'll be much easier if the only things in there are those that you absolutely have to get done on that day. When the calendar is relegated to its proper role in organizing, the majority of the actions that you need to do are left in the category of as soon as possible against all the other things I have to do.